40. Grimm's Fairy Tales.
Do you remember reading Grimm's Fairy Tales when you were little? The Brothers Grimm? Yes, of course. My favourite was Hansel and Gretel, about the children who are abandoned in the woods by their wicked stepmother.
My favourite is Rapunzel, about the princess with extremely long hair who was locked in a tower.
It's funny you should mention these stories, because I've just read a really interesting book about the history of the brothers.
Me too. That's why I brought them up. It was a very interesting read. Jacob Ludwig Karl Grimm was born in 1785 in Hanau, Germany. Just over a year later, in 1786, his little brother Wilhelm Karl Grimm was born.
They had a massive family, 6 more brothers and 1 sister. Their father was a lawyer, something that Jacob wanted to do originally.
Yes, in 1802, Jacob went to university to study law at the University of Marburg. As always, his little brother followed him and entered law school in 1803.
It was around that time they started to collect folk and fairy tales. Folklore are stories that have been passed down from parents to children by word of mouth. But at that time, many had not been published in books.
The brothers Grimm were very interested in German folklore and anything that included German culture.
Jacob and Wilhelm published their first book of fairy tales, Children's and Household Tales, in 1812. There were 86 folk tales.
Everyone must have been so happy to finally see all of these stories together in one place. It was someone's duty to write them down, because if stories are passed along only orally, they can easily be changed or forgotten altogether.
In the next volume of Grimm's Fairy Tales, the brothers added 70 more stories. It went on growing like this for 6 more editions. Finally, the book contained over 200 stories.
You know, I think it's probably the best-known work of German literature.
Yes, even if you don't know who the brothers are, you must know at least one of their stories.